You may look into my eyes and think, yep, this is the worst Ben that exists on planet Earth right now. But what if I told you that I have come across a Ben that is 4 quadrillion billion times more horrific than me myself? You've probably seen this one before. This is a Ben known as Bentelect. They're a TikToker, and he makes videos like this.
Honest than iPhone users. That's kind of wild. Cheese is the most stolen food in the world. Well, duh. Humans are unable to taste pure water, but it does have a taste. Yes, it does. The average
He is a man that abuses the TikTok green screen filter to literally just put up a tweet, give the most, like, SS Sniper Wolf-ass commentary on it, if you can call it that, and that's it. That's what his existence is online. I have literally just been so put off by his content, and just, like, content like that in general for a very long time. But it's like that meme where it's like when that one influencer that you hate for no reason, well, this is kind of a reason, but does something so fucking bad that you have a legitimate reason to hate them. It's happened. This man has been exposed for being one of the creepiest, weirdest... I can't even begin to get into it, but we're going to right after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Out of the blue, out of nowhere, there was a person on Twitter that made this thread about Mr. Telect, Mr. Ben, first name Ben, last name Telect. She said, I was invited to be on a podcast by a pretty popular TikTok creator, and 3 hours before we were supposed to record, he asked me if I wanted to make an OnlyFans video with him, which I declined, and 1 hour before we were supposed to meet up, he canceled, and this is why. She then shared tweets. I will read them for you in voices. I'm going to do a little, like, piss baby whiny voice for him and just, like, a regular voice for the other people that he talked. Okay.
Do you want to make a video for OnlyFans?
When?
Today.
No. You need a TTS test, which I'm assuming is, like, a... like an STD test, I don't know, from within the last 14 days, and an OnlyFans creator account.
I mean a video for your page.
Doing what?
I don't know what performs the best on your page. I was just thinking, you're helping me with doing a video for my YouTube, so maybe I could help your OnlyFans.
I'm good, thanks. Thanks, though.
No worries. Hey, I'm gonna do the pickle video with someone else. Thanks, though.
By the way, the pickle video that is being mentioned is what they were gonna do on his podcast. They were gonna, like do a fucking tier rank of best pickles or something, which is already, like, a little suggestive and a little weird, but, he said...
No.
Oh, wait, sorry. She said, okay, any particular reason why?
To be honest, I thought it would just be fun to film and see where things go, but I got it.
She said, okay. Ew! What the fuck do you mean, see where things go? So... you know, that's, like, already, like, very gross. Like, say I had a guest on this podcast, and, you know, the guest is coming on here to just fucking talk about something. Like, you're just talking. That's what a podcast is. And then, boom, out of nowhere, they get hit with the question,
actually want to also make an OnlyFans video. Ew! This would be like going to like asking someone like, hey, do you want to go to grocery store and like get some snacks? Do you want to go to 7-Eleven and get some taquitos? And then you get there and they're like, actually sex. Crazy. But the buck does not stop there. After she posted that, he said, you need to take this tweet down or I will sue you, which is so crazy. But then here is another woman that he did this exact same thing to. He said, do you work tomorrow? Sorry, crazy busy day. I don't work tomorrow, no.
No worries. Let's make some content tomorrow. Not like that, but just film a podcast.
A few hours go by.
What do you think?
More hours go by without a reply.
You're killing me, gorgeous.
And then it's 2 p.m. on Sunday. And still no reply.
I've also been thinking about this OnlyFans thing, and I think I could make us a lot of money, straight up.
Then, the Sunday night, she replies saying, hey, sorry I've been MIA. Today's been, like, a mental health day. He says,
hey,
with a fucking prayer hands emoji.
Thank you. Do you want to come over tomorrow night? Actually, are you down to come over tonight?
This is 3 p.m., she doesn't reply.
Or are you just a flake?
1 hour passes.
Yeah, sorry, babe, but you're just too much of a flake. Bye.
She says, you know, if you wouldn't have texted me so rudely calling me a flake after one day of not texting you, you might have stood a chance. I can see why you're single now. Goodbye. To which he replied with,
yeah, whatever, go fuck yourself, says the girl who's trying to make an OnlyFans. Good luck, which is...
so crazy that he's like saying, says the girl that wants to make an OnlyFans, when he's literally the guy propositioning these girls who were just going onto a podcast saying, actually want to record OnlyFans content. What? So she said, first you want to make content with me, and now you're throwing it in my face, LMAO.
Save your words. You're just a flake. If you were actually up front, I'd be down. But you probably have a lot going on, which is understandable. But either way, I honestly don't care.
She said, cool, stop texting me then. Then, I'm not sure if in the threads, if this is the same girl or a different one, but this is now, this has moved on to Snapchat, which, if you are a man that looks like Bentelect and looks like you're probably, like, over 30, the fuck are you doing Snapchatting? But that is a whole case for another time. He said...
He said, do you want to come over here and spend some time with me? Because on a side note, I do think I could probably make us some money on OnlyFans. Bentelect fucks crazy bleep into oblivion.
And that's not like me censoring it. It was censored by whoever posted that, which probably fucking means he said something like a 5 or 6 letter word that is just so insane that like it wasn't even... It what like even when exposing this, it's like not worth that seeing air and oxygen in the real world. They said, if
you come over, I'll give you $1,000. I just really want you.
I'm good right now. Don't try to bribe me with money. That's weird. He replies with,
no, that is weird. But I want to see you.
It's like he finally like maybe had like a fucking shred of like self-awareness and realized that's like. But basically, it's making someone a prostitute. If you're just saying, I'll give you $1,000 if you come over and have sex with me. That's literally fucking crazy. So it goes on. It goes the fuck on. This one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the fucking craziest one. So I guess I actually don't know. Wait, am I, like, missing a tweet? Okay, I guess the screenshots just start from here. It looks like it's, like, the same thing, like, podcast situation, want to come over, and then actually want to make OnlyFans content. This woman said, well, I guess it's just not meant to be then. He said, wait, I have to be missing something. Hold on. Let me scroll up. No, I'm not missing anything. It just, okay. Anyways, ew. Okay, so...
she says, yeah, I guess it's not meant to be then. He says, facts. No hard feelings, but yeah, it ain't working.
She sends a peace fingers emoji. He says,
peace. And for your future self, if you're going to turn around on a guy and say, hey, I'm not down for the friends with benefits shit, just say that before you go through all the bullshit. Boring. He says, boring with four G's. He's a grown man that says, boring. And he's not Drake. Like, that's the only... Drake is the only man that can, like, say that. Like, say words and enunciate them like that. Like, embarrassing. Like, he's the only one allowed to do that. You can't fucking do that, Mr. Bentelect. He says, boring as fuck with three laughing emojis.
Not my problem that you turn around and quit drinking because you're an alcoholic and now pass out at 8 p.m. Fucking peace out, bitch.
She said, clearly there are some hard feelings on your part, haha.
He said, LOL, it's whatever.
She said, and I'm far from an alcoholic. Then he said,
I don't like giving time and attention to someone who's full of shit. I've been trying to hang out and it's been blah, blah, blah excuses every single time. So just don't waste people's time in the future and you won't get hard feelings. Far from an alcoholic, but you fucking pass out at 4 in the fucking morning, sleep for 3 hours, and then pass out at 10 o'clock and sleep till 3 in the morning and then continue to sleep until noon. Okay.
Once again, 4 fucking Y's on the okay. Like, Drake levels of cringe here. He does a laughing emoji, then the tilted laughing emoji, and then regular laughing emoji.
Anyways, I'm just done. I had to say that because you're full of shit.
She said, clearly I wasn't that interested to begin with, and you weren't going to be able to take the hit a month ago. If I actually wanted to hang out with you, I would have made an effort.
Then shut the fuck up and quit wasting people's time, you stupid bitch.
Can you hear my fucking jaw crack there?
If I recall, I told you I didn't want shit to do with you when you were like, oh, well, I would actually
date. I don't know what that is. There's a typo.
You, but you're boring as fuck. Just shut the fuck up and go to bed, bitch.
Sounds like you need some anger management help. And then this is where it gets like actually like Joker level villain scary.
Be careful who you say that to, Maria, because there are people who really need help with that. Super fucking disrespectful to say that to somebody. And also a very basic ass bitch thing to say. There's a reason that you've been single for this many years, and it's because no one wants you, and no one gives a fuck about you, because you aren't shit, you're not fun, you're boring as fuck, so shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. Basic ass boring loser.
She said, also super disrespectful to tell someone they're an alcoholic, especially when that person has their degree in addiction counseling. He said, shut up. Yeah, and you don't use that degree pretty well, don't you? And actually, I got out of a year-long relationship in July, so...
No, you fucking don't even have a job. You're a fucking loser. Yeah, and that worked out so well then. No, because no one wants to be with you because you're boring and fake and stupid as fuck. You're like, oh, well, wait, no, I didn't care. And that's why I put no effort in, but still texting me back. So you're just a fake-ass bitch.
She said, wow, you really need to learn how to take a rejection. So, we're clearly, like, dealing with a fucking madman. Like, it is so crazy to see someone who appears online as, like, the biggest, like, if mayonnaise was, like, a fucking human being, like, absolutely just adding nothing to, like, anything. Like, you put mayonnaise on... in a salad, I don't know, on a sandwich. It doesn't add anything. It adds some fucking grease, and you're like, oh, there's mayonnaise in this. That's what this man is online with his content. But to see that, like, versus how he is with women is fucking crazy. Now, he did make a response. He, like, responded, he made this little, like, cringe video being, like, it was so, like, ChatGPT Cody. He was like, I've always respected women. I don't know why I just, like, went into a Trump voice. That was, like, natural. So his response said, I've recently been accused of some heinous actions and would like the opportunity to share my disgust at these accusations. I'm a firm believer in the rights and equality of all humans, including women. Just like, as a side note, like, them too, like, humans? What's that, like, other, like, side of humans? Let's see.
Oh, women, women, yeah, women, including women. I grew up in a home with three sisters and no brothers, so I learned very on the importance of power, love, and abilities women have. They deserve to be cherished and uplifted and treated with respect, and that's how I live my life. I do not condone the statements or accusations that have suddenly been hoisted upon me, and I hope to speak anyone who feels they have been wronged. Or speak to anyone who feels they've been wronged. I love, like, the instant fucking denial, because it literally all comes down to who the fuck is just making up something to be like, who's waking up in the morning thinking, I'm going to take down Bentelect? Like, not even for a fucking second in my mind did I think, oh, this could possibly be fake. Because who the fuck would fake that? This man is, like, literal fucking mayonnaise. So we'll get into unpacking all this right after this quick break. So, if you feel like a little twinge of throw up, like building in your esophagus, like coming up from your stomach, don't worry. I do too. There's like, it's very, very, very strange how like, it's just so strange how he thinks it's like, how many times he's invited people onto a podcast and then like literally said, do you want to make OnlyFans? And it's like one horrific thing to like have them come over and then do that. But it's like the way he's like, even just like saying before they even fucking arrive at the podcast place, like, you want to make OnlyFans content too? Like, no, motherfucker, like, that's so crazy. And I'm gonna be so real, I have no clue what his podcast is, and I have no clue what who the guests are on his podcast. And even if these are like guests that have OnlyFans accounts, that still doesn't like fucking mean like if you're going to do, first of all, like, who is, sorry, I'm gonna be so mean to Mr. Bentelect, but like, who the fuck is wanting to see an OnlyFans content with Mr. Bentelect? Mr. Let's like TikTok green screen a tweet and then go like, water? It sure doesn't have a taste. No one wants to see Mr. Mayonnaise shoot his mayonnaise. So there's that, but it's just so weird. Just because someone has an OnlyFans doesn't mean they're like ripe for the picking to like have sex with. Like, just because they are a sex worker does not mean, oh, like, well, that means that like especially even just like saying, I'll give you $1,000, come over. What the fuck? What are we doing here? Like, be so for real. That's also like too. Equivalent, that's not a fucking word, but like, to be talking to someone that's like doing OnlyFans, I'm assuming that the person who he was like talking to on Snapchat, where he said, I'll give you $1,000, I'm assuming they do OnlyFans, I might be wrong, so I don't fucking know, but like, to like think that you can just, to think like, okay, they're a sex worker, they do OnlyFans, well, I'll also just give them $1,000 if they just like come over to, you know, that you can't fucking do that. You can't do that. That's so gross. So slimy. I don't even know why I'm like sitting here and like saying like, you shouldn't do this, because it's like, it's fucking common sense. But I guess common sense isn't that common, or whatever that like quote is. I just want to like quickly take a quick detour into like why I think he is so cringe. To me, he represents, and listen, he's like had moments on TikTok before. Like, I don't think I've ever like naturally seen a fucking video of his. Like I've never consented to like seeing a video of his. It's always like memes like making fun of him. Like, he would, I want to say it was like maybe a year ago, he would make like a TikTok where it was like the classic Bentelect TikTok. There's a tweet behind him, and it's like, the sky is blue, and then he would react saying like, well, yeah, and blue's my favorite color or some shit. And then, like, the screen would get all, like, glitched and, like, data moshed. And, like, a fucking demon would, like, peer through. And it was, like, so funny because he, like, it's, like, here he is making, like, the most vanilla content ever. And then it's, like, the scariest shit you've ever seen on TikTok.com. So that's, like, my first brushes with this man's content. But, like, overall, I mean, I don't know what it's like now, but, like, it would be a fairly negative thing in his comments. And it's kind of similar to what is happening with like SS Sniper Wolf now that people are like fucking waking up, or all the little like 3-year-olds that are like watching her content got their like iPads taken away, but they're realizing that like this, like, it's not good content. It's not even content to literally just have no reaction, no input on, say, like a video that you're reacting to or a tweet that you're reacting to. Like, you are quite literally just a vector for that media, but you're not even giving credit most of the time. I don't know. I mean, I think it's hard to like hide the tweeter on tweets because it's like usually included in there, but like, you like don't fucking matter. And Jax Films, who's like, he's a YouTuber, he's done a few videos on SS Sniper Wolf. He's like literally recently posted a video showing how SS Sniper Wolf has started just fucking putting TikToks in her videos, like not even reacting to it, just as like little bumpers. And like still not giving credit to the person that made the TikTok or anything, like just fucking throwing up the TikTok, no reaction. Like, that's, is that where we are, that like the biggest creators, because like this Bentala guy has like 11 million on TikTok, or 10 million or something. Do I have more? Let me stroke my ego real quick.
Am I more clouded than Bentelec?
Like, we're at a point where, like, the biggest creators aren't actually fucking creators. They're just, like, they're literally just vectors and almost, like, guides for, like, a curated internet thing of, like, hyper-viral videos of, like, people fucking falling, or, like,
super relatable tweets.
And no one actually cares about Mr. Bentelec. That's why it's so, like, mind-blowing that he has a podcast. I mean, you could say the fucking same thing about me. Why the fuck do I have a podcast? But, like, no one actually is, like, a fucking Bentelec stan. You're not gonna see, like, I bet if he was, like, if he pulled a fucking Kai Snat and was, like, I'm gonna be giving away 14 PS4s in downtown Los Angeles, I don't even think anyone would show up. Like, same with SS Sniper. Well, SS Sniper Wolf's a little bit different. Like, she, for some reason, has, like, a cult following, which I'm, like, I genuinely am convinced it's, like, 5-year-old babies that, like, literally shit themselves, and, like, YouTube autoplay just, like, started playing her videos, and they're, like, ah! And, like, they can't get their hands out of their diaper, so they can't, like, change the fucking video, and they're, like, they're just, like, seeing SS Sniper Wolf videos on repeat, and then they're, like, conditioned from a young age, like,
Mommy, give me iPad, I want to see Sniper Wolf!
So, like, and mind you, there are, like, some people that do, like, kind of react content that do it well, and, you know, add something, make it transformative, make it fair use. You could even, like, maybe classify this podcast as react content, even though, like, I'm too fucking lazy to, like, edit in, like, tweet screenshots or anything. I literally just talk. But, you know, like, what most of my podcast episodes are, like, talking about something. But I mean, at least I hope I'm, like, adding something to a conversation or making it transformative or something, which is okay. And typically, if it's needed, I give, like, credit to whatever, like, content I'm referencing, unless it's, like, a fucking demon, like, Bentelec, then I'm obviously not gonna be, like, link in bio, link in bio! So, like, I'm gonna be so real, I forgot where I was going with that, but, like, just all that aside, that's a super, super, like, sidebar, because I wanna, like, make it very clear that, like, just cause, like, there's Bentelec being a horrible content creator, and there's Bentelec being a horrible fucking person, and those are, like, two separate things. They can synthesize into you just hating him in general, but, you know, make it clear. Nasty. Real fucking nasty. And I get, like, I always had a vibe. I don't want to be, like, I feed into the prediction shit so much, but, like, I always got a fucking vibe from him. I'm like, what's going on in that brain that all you can do for TikTok videos is just react to tweets? I think I will self-harm after this and watch one of his podcast episodes just to see what the fuck he talks about, because I'm actually perplexed. Actually, let me check. I'm going to do that right now and get back to you. Damn. Okay, so update. I can't find a trace. I can't even find a trace of this man's podcast online. I've seen he's been on other people's podcasts. Maybe he was starting a podcast and it hasn't come out yet, but I don't think it's a conspiracy theory to say that he just made that shit up. Like, I don't think this man has a podcast. I think he was just using it to, like, I don't know. Who knows? But with that being said, listen, all I fucking did was read the tweet. So, Bentelict, if you're watching this, you can't even fucking sue me. So, with that all being said, with that ruining your day, let's read the drama of the week. Today's drama comes from Randomly Edits. If you want me to read your drama on a future episode of Drama Mama Podcast, just comment it down below on the YouTube video version of this podcast, and I'll give you my 2 cents. I'll let you know if you're a villain or not. My drama. I don't know what to do, because one of my friends is always trying to make me feel bad about myself with rude comments. But she's friends with all my other friends, and if I cut her off, they might side with her. What should I do? P.S. I love your podcast. I always listen to different episodes when I'm painting. Oh, I want to see what you're painting. That is tricky. It's hard when, like, you have a friend that's, like, in your friend group that has, like, a lot of maybe, like, power and, like, can make people side with them very well. I would say, like, you know, cutting them off, you might feel like that's the thing to do. I don't know, like, fully the situation, but just, like, letting them know that, like, those comments are fucking rude. Because a lot of the time when people just say, like, kind of rude comments, like, making you feel bad about yourself, like, whether it be, like, your appearance or something you do, they genuinely might not know that it's, like, fucking rude, which I know is, like, crazy to think, but, like, they might just think it's, like, innocent, like, oh, your hair looks fucked up today, or they, like, say it as a joke, but it, like, doesn't really feel like a joke. Just maybe make them aware of it, and if they, like, really can't, like, fucking see, like, hey, that's a mean thing to say, maybe take it to the other friends, like, let them know, or, like, when you're all in a group, be like, see that? She just said, my nose looks like shit, or, I don't know, I don't know what she's saying, but you don't maybe need to cut them off. Just try and let them fucking know that they're saying shit that is mean and they're making you feel bad about yourself. And I hope that helps. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care, my mamas, my sweetest mamas. And subscribe.